relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's clearly a nostalgia, 80s nostalgia day today here on America First. But that's okay, because it's an 80s nostalgia day every day on America First. Thank you, Shad. With a little bit of sprinkle of other things in there now and again. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka. We have Bill Gertz. We have Jack Posobiec. We have Gordon Chang with us. But I left a lot of you on the line because you have things to say. And Judy says that she's a bit of a nerd and a geek. Judy, what else did you have to share with me before I go to my other callers who are also waiting very patiently?
Two things. Number one, just remember this nerdy geek over here called you the perfect bionic man right after your surgery. Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
How can I forget, Judy?
Yeah, you tell that to Leonardo, okay? But anyway, never mind.
She's keeping score. She's keeping score with her versus the other callers.
You're kidding me? I've called you so many things. You're the James Bond of talk radio, and you're the Lion King of talk radio, a few other things. But you know, it's not all just good stuff.
Just don't call me the Tiger King, okay? I do not want to be the Tiger King of talk.
You are really the cutting edge show. You really are. You're the best. You're different. You can't be bored. And by the way, I love the callers. And Sophia loved your scarf. She's coming up next, I guess.
She is.
I do want to tell you something else. You know, you had this whole thing. When I heard this man interviewed by you, and children are dying because they don't have food and water. Could you please tell Greta Thunberg and what's-her-face AOC, it's not about climate change. It's about no child in the world, in the whole world, in this day and age, should go hungry and thirsty and die of that. It's disgusting.
Forget about climate change. Judy, you are a lot of fun, and I appreciate your calls. I appreciate your texts. We're trying to get my text phone back in working order. But that's really serious stuff, and it's so on point. These people, and maybe the coronavirus is our chance to recalibrate, but these people are talking about the world ending in 12 years and we've got to get rid of pickup trucks. No, there are children starving right now. There are women being sold into sex slavery. We should solve those problems, and then we can talk about your weird cultish instincts. God bless you, Judy. Thanks for waiting. Let's go to Sophia in San Francisco. Line one, thank you for being patient, my friend.
No problem. You know, I love talking to you. I wanted to say that I think Josh is the hope of the future. I was happy to
Josh, hear wasn't that a great... How old did he say? He was 13. Fabulous. He says, I love talk radio. Isn't that great? A 13-year-old who loves talk radio. That's me. That was me when I was his age.
Wonderful. I really was so warm. My heart was warmed by him. Now, what I want to say, I'm going to talk fast because I have a lot on my mind, but I'll get through it fast. I think my focus has always been getting the president reelected because all these things are moot, and we have a real serious issue. I've never been concerned with socialism. It's the communism that concerns me. You know, let me tell you something, Dr. Gorka. AOC, Minnie Mouse, but she sounds like Minnie Mouse. Minnie Mouse will be overrun with a bulldozer by the Communist Party. That's the real threat. So I'm not worried about Minnie Mouse. I'm not worried about...
No. But they prepare the battlefield for the communists.
That's what I mean. They right. are that. Of course, I don't mean I'm not concerned. That's the end game of the communists.
Yes.
That's of course we have to be concerned. You know, but let me tell you how I view this party, and then I want to tell you why President Trump Trump is going to definitely be elected.
You've got 1 minute. Convince me. Give me the evidence. Come on.
I can't do it in 1 minute.
Try.
All right. Well, I can't say what I'm going to say then. But what I will say is that, as you know, the way what we saw during the Kavanaugh hearings, weaponizing the Constitution, is going to be nothing compared to what they are going to do after our magnificent president gets us out of this terrible pandemic and the economy's back and everything. The fangs will then come out. What you are going to see will it be like patty cakes compared, you know, to gang rapes and the Kavanaugh thing. Because what we live in a left society where victimhood is glorified. But we're talking about little snowflakes who gets angry at the professor for mischaracterization of their gender classification.
Right.
But what is going to happen is CNN is going to be nothing, wall to wall, all the victims being brought out. And there are horrible stories, terrible stories that people went through. And they will use it in a most horrible way. They'll bring out the things.
They will, Sophia, but I can hear it on your voice right now. You need to slow down. You need to calm down because they will try. You're absolutely right. They will deploy every dastardly weapon they can against him. Unconstitutional, illegal, and just dirty tricks. But they will not succeed. Why? Not because he's unique. He's a very, 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 very different individual. I worked for him. I know that. But because of us and our support for him. That's my message to you. God bless you, Sophia. Don't be a stranger. Rory, Rob, don't go anywhere. But we have a very special guest. I think it's the first time he's on the show. And I can't even find an official title for him on his Twitter feed. It just says Veteran Intelligence Officer, Catholic, and China Analyst, which seems rather apposite. That's not why we're talking to him today. He is, of course, OAN's Jack Posobiec. Jack, welcome to America First.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Dr. Gorka. I suppose a political correspondent for One American News would be the
political. I'm making notes there. Political correspondent. All right, let's introduce why you're on the show with a very short couple of seconds, a little audio cut from Jeremy Diamond of CNN about a certain news company that you happen to work for. Jeremy Diamond, CNN, cut 8.
Again today, when he was asked a question, or rather presented with a statement by a propagandist from a pretty fringe outlet.
So you at OAN, you are propagandists and you are fringe, but CNN isn't?
You know, that's very interesting because, as to my knowledge, One American News has never had to settle any defamation claims with with minors from high school, though I don't know if CNN can say the same.
That is fabulous. What a one. Get straight in there. He plunges the dagger deep into the barrel because he has a reputation for doing that. Follow this man at Jack Posobiec. It's POSOBIEC, political correspondent for OAN. We're talking about this because one of your colleagues, who I understand was invited to stand at the back of the press briefing room yesterday by the spokesperson for the president, Stephanie Grisham, has been the cause célèbre, has been the catalyst for OAN being removed from the rotational roster at the White House Correspondents Association because you broke the rules, guys, and you're propagandists. I wanted to give you and OAN a chance to respond. So, Jack, what is your response to the way that you are being treated by your fellow, I hate to do this to you, journalists?
Well, I can certainly respond for someone who works here in Washington, D.C. as a correspondent that, you know, we're all in this together. And the principles of the White House Correspondents Association, the press corps, or any national press organization are supposed to be to maintaining that principle of freedom of the press, which is so important in any free society. We're seeing in areas like totalitarian China, where they do not have freedom of the press, the absolute horrible consequences that come from that lockdown of information. And so the ideals that we're supposed to be fighting for are standing up for freedom of information, that free flow of information. And so for this organization to essentially endorse censoring or slapping down or suppressing the freedom of the press of one of their fellow organizations, regardless of anyone's opinion of this president or any specific policy, it flies in the face of those principles.
Isn't there something strange? I don't know how my old boss, the president, puts up with the majority of the members of the White House Correspondents Association. But isn't it weird that they get to choose who sits where? They get to choose which organizations are part of their pool coverage of the president. Why has the White House arrogated that responsibility to a group of people who really clearly don't have America's interests at heart?
Well, that's been something that's been a longstanding agreement between different White Houses. I think that is something that the president's administration had inherited from prior history. So that is a precedent, that's tradition since the start of the WHCA. And it makes sense. You know, we didn't want, Richard Nixon be able to kick out Woodward and Bernstein, right? This sort of idea, because, again, going for those principles of freedom of speech. But that was the reason that it was set up, was to prevent, to be a bulwark against an administration kicking out an adversarial journalistic organization that was producing actual journalism, rather than to be a gatekeeper for who can and cannot sit. And now what is wonderful, though, is that I can say that it was reported earlier today by our correspondent, Chanel, that she was again invited to the White House briefing by Stephanie Grisham.
Good.
And will be attending today.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. That's good news. Thank you for sharing that with us. He's the political correspondent for OAN, One American News Network. Follow him at Jack Posobiec. That's Posobiec. And you know who the real propagandists are. You know who the real fringe actors are, because otherwise you wouldn't be listening to America First on the Salem Radio Network. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with the one and only Bill Goetz, China expert extraordinaire. Don't touch that dial.
We're at war with COVID-19, we're at war with terrorists, and we are at war with the drug cartels as well. This is the United States military. You will not penetrate this country. You will not get past Jump Street. You're not going to come in here and kill additional Americans. And we will marshal whatever assets are required to prevent your entry into this country to kill Americans. So right now, the Navy has marshaled additional Greyhound ships from both PACOM and UCOM and for the Naval Fleet at Norfolk. And they are set sail already, and they are in the Caribbean right now. In addition to that, there's 10 Coast Guard cutters and their Special Operations Forces and Security Force Assistance Brigades, along with Air Force reconnaissance aircraft. The bottom line is you're not going to get through. Now is not the time to try to penetrate the United States with illegal drugs to kill Americans. With the United States military, we will defend our country regardless of the cost.
That was Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, from the podium in the White House yesterday. It was language, it was tone of another era, reminiscent of that quintessential reenactment of General Patton's speech by George C. Scott. I just have to play it. It's a little rough around the edges, but we need men like this, like General Milley. Cut 7.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. You won it by making the other poor, dumb bastard die for his country.
At times like me, these you need, men like General Milley, God bless him, and also the 95-year-old veteran who beat the coronavirus. A great, great story from the New York Post. Just the headline tells it all. I survived Guam, and I can get through this beep. God bless 95-year-old World War II veteran Bill Kelly of McMinnville. We are going to continue the discussion of the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus with somebody who probably knows more than anybody about it outside of the COVID response team working in the White House. Bill Goetz of the Washington Times. Have you been approached as somebody from the White House asked for your advice with regards to the coronavirus?
No, they haven't. But I've certainly been writing quite a bit about the virus and the war of words that's surrounding it right now, both in the United States and with China.
No, you've been doing some amazing coverage. Please follow him right now at Bill Gertz, G-E-R-T-Z, on Twitter. Let's start with the basics. You've been covering this. Is the nice thing about you, Bill, is you're not a Johnny-come-lately. You've been analyzing the threat of China for decades, and you really have the chops to tell us what's going on. First things first, let's talk about what is it that the American people, not the sinologists, not the political junkies like you and me, but what is it that every American needs to know about the Wuhan virus?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to understand the nature of the communist system in China. That is absolutely imperative because so many people don't understand that system. Against the backdrop of this communist system, which lies, as Ronald Reagan said, lies, cheats, and does everything they can in order to advance their agenda, we have to examine where this virus came from. Here we are in April of 2020, and we still don't know the origin of this virus, which is killing thousands around
the world.
That's
a remarkable statement. Just that one sentence, that we still don't, tens of thousands dead, and we don't know the origins. That's remarkable, Bill Gertz.
Yeah, and the reason we don't know it is because the Chinese government and the Communist Party of China have been stonewalling the international community from the very beginning. This is a continuing problem. Just recently, the Secretary of State said, we've got to get information. I'm working on a story right now about the origin of the virus. And essentially, the Chinese initially promised to provide samples of the virus, and you need the samples from the location where it started,
yes,
in order to be able to trace the genome. And the Chinese initially agreed to do it and then refused.
Well, not only that, we now know, thanks to the administration, it's been declassified, the Chinese government asked Chinese genomic companies to destroy their samples and their evidence.
It's criminal. This is directly contributed to the deaths of Americans, the fact that they would not share this information, because the White House on February 6th asked the National Academy of Science, please do a rapid assessment of where this virus came from. The same day they sent it, the National Academy wrote back and said, we need access to the Chinese samples and animal samples from the market in order to make that determination. I talked to a senior State Department official recently, and he said, we're very concerned about this. Obviously, the reports about the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the possibility that it escaped from the lab are well in the consciousness of senior officials. We've got to find out where it came from.
Right now, let's map it out a little bit. So we have discussion of these so-called wet markets where live animals, dead animals are hung together, where exotic species are sold. And this is a remnant of times when there simply wasn't enough regular animal husbandry, and therefore all kinds of strange things were sold. We have the bat infestation. We have the co-location of the Wuhan Virology Institute. So walk us through some of the possible scenarios that you are looking at, Bill Gertz.
Well, I think it's becoming very clear, and even the scientific community, which, again, has been part of the cover-up. A group of scientists wrote to the Lancet Journal stating that anybody that suggests that this was other than a natural occurrence, a natural jump from an animal to a human, is a conspiracy theorist. And that narrative, again, it's been promoted by the Chinese, and it's been promoted by the liberal news media. And
by the World Health Organization.
And the World Health Organization, the one single UN agency whose sole job is to respond to pandemics, and it's utterly failed to do that. So there's been a fog around the origin. That's changing. Again, even the scientists just last month, the journal Nature Medicine said, we think it probably was natural. But the fact is, China was working on bat viruses at an unsecure lab, a level 2 lab in Wuhan. Now, there's a level 4 lab at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Well,
why are they working on bat viruses, Bill?
The word is they wanted to get vaccines. They want to develop vaccines. This all prompted. I had a piece in the Washington Times this week that was got major coverage. Since in the last 12 years, China has discovered 2,000 new viruses. And the reason they are doing virus research is because of the SARS outbreak in 2002 and 03, which was from a bat coronavirus. So and up for the last 200 years before that, only 2,500 viruses had been discovered. So they've uncovered 2,000 new viruses, including bat coronaviruses. So the possibility that this leaked from a lab is becoming more and more apparent.
We're going to continue with Washington Times national security correspondent Bill Gertz, author of the new book, Deceiving the Sky. Follow him on Twitter at Bill Gertz, G-E-R-T-Z. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back after these messages. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
Have you run out of things to watch on your streaming services? Are you fed up with all that PC garbage? Watch a film about pushing back on the PC garbage. It's called No Safe Spaces. It's made by my colleague and friend Dennis Prager, co-hosted by Adam Carolla with some incredible guests. It has a 99% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but of course Netflix and Amazon Prime won't carry it because it's conservative. But you can watch it now. You can download it. You can buy the DVD at nosafespaces.com, and you'll get 25% off if you use the promo code SAVE25. That's nosafespaces.com for an incredible movie and special code SAVE25. We are back with Bill Gertz of the Washington Times. He is a man who knows, he's forgotten more about China than most people actually know. Follow him on Twitter at Bill Gertz and check out his new book, Deceiving the Sky. Bill, if you look at the conventional way that this is being addressed right now, there's the national emergency, there's the federal, state, local responses, there's the health, the epidemiological aspects of this. Then there's the domestic political, the left, the Democrats, the media trying to exploit this for their political profit, for their financial profit. But there's another angle that perhaps will have the longest negative impact on our nation. Long after the last hospital bed is cleared, long after the last patient goes home, and that's the information warfare aspect of this current crisis. Could you talk to that aspect?
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting, and I'll toot my own horn here, but on January 26th, I wrote a piece that said that the virus may have originated from a lab associated with China's biological weapons program.
I remember.
In that piece, I noted that this was very early in the outbreak. It had not reached the United States. It was 3 days after the Chinese officially announced it, and over a month after they actually knew about it.
Yes.
In that piece, I noted that circulating on the Chinese internet were charges that the virus was caused by the United States, that was manufactured in a lab. And I reported that this was an ominous sign because it was an indication, according to the officials I talked to, that China was preparing to cover up charges that they had manufactured this thing or it had leaked from a laboratory. And I was correct. And we saw that with the deputy foreign ministry spokesman who came out and said that the U.S. Army spread the virus. At first that it came from the U.S. and then the U.S. Army spread the virus in Wuhan in last October during a military sporting, an international military sporting event.
There. Yes.
Yeah. So it's
ongoing. But what I'm talking about is not just the state use of propaganda, yeah, whether it's the Chinese ambassador to South Africa or anybody else. There's also the knock-on effect that we're seeing American media outlets spout those talking points. We've got national figures who are saying China, Bill, is the country doing the most to fight the coronavirus.
It's unbelievable. It's very, very disheartening to see that. Another way that this has, the Chinese have, first of all, set the narrative in the U.S. that's been parroted by the media,
yes,
and by the scientific community that this was a natural jump from some peasants at a wet market in China. And the reason is they're trying to cover their rear ends because it's going to be a total disaster for the microbiology community to find out that China mishandled this virus.
Yeah.
So they have put forth the... And they're doing it in a very sophisticated disinformation way. And I've seen this in a number of American news outlets. What they've done is they've conflated the notion that the virus was engineered with the idea that it escaped. And they put those two together and say that this is impossible and that this is a conspiracy theory. They have set up a straw man argument by saying that because you can't engineer this, it couldn't have escaped. And again, they're trying to protect. If you look at what happened after the Fukushima disaster, the energy scientific community was just devastated by that. So I feel the same thing's happening with the microbiology community here. They're trying to prevent a Fukushima-like discrediting of their profession. If, in fact, it turns out this virus leaked out of a lab in China.
Well, look, we have already got Bill to commit to come in studio for an hour to discuss all of these issues. In the meantime, be as informed as you can by following this man at Bill Gertz on Twitter, reading his writings at The Washington Times, where he is national security correspondent, and also reading his new book about the global threat of China called Deceiving the Sky. Thank you, Bill. Stay safe. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls in a moment. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you are in daily pain, my friends, do something about it. Don't just take those regular synthetic painkillers that rot your gut. Take something that's natural, that is 100% drug-free and actually attacks the source of the pain. Doesn't mask the pain by attacking the pain receptors, but attacks the inflammation. That's Relief Factor. That's why I take it. Find out if it can work for you like it does for tens of thousands of Americans by going to ReliefFactor.com now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Take it for 3 weeks, morning and evening. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for me, if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. The call board is full. Your call's next here on America First.
You are Dr. Tell It Like It Is truth teller, possibly hated by punks and scum, yet loved by almost everyone.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you for that endorsement, Judy. We are back. When we look at the economic effects of the coronavirus, people think of, you know, macroeconomics, big companies, the Ford and the GEs. But it's really the small companies that are the lifeblood of this country, and you're hurting the most. If you own a small business, if you work for a small business, will you share your story of how this is affecting you? Our friends at the Job Creators Network want to hear from you on how these government lockdowns have impacted you or your business. Please go today to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Share your stories. Let them know how they can fight for you. Job Creators Network is there for small businesses. So please share your stories. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. The call board is absolutely full. Somebody who's been waiting a long, long time is Rory, line three. Rory in California, welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, thank you. Great show. Been listening since the beginning.
Thank you.
So we've heard about, and I'm in the Monterey Bay area, so I think I know that area.
Oh, you're slumming it. Slumming it in the Monterey Bay area.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a strawberry field, and they're picking, and it's all systems go. So we'll get out of this.
Are the beaches on lockdown?
You know, they're kind of depends. No, you can go for a walk. Just keep your distance.
Okay,
people
good.
People are out there.
Good.
Anyhow, one belt, one road,
yes.
One virus.
Oh!
I've been saying that for 2 weeks. You can use it. You don't.
Is that did you come up with that? Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
Hang on. We're writing this down. Rory says, "One belt, one road." That is priceless. One virus.
One virus. Yeah, Oberov for short.
Bingo.
Obor.
Bingo.
Oberov.
Bingo. I love it. I'm going to use that. I'm going to quote you.
Please. Without attribution is fine. But listen, your show is ringing the bell of freedom, yours and many others across the land. We're here in California. We're watching the progressive commies begin to make their move with this crisis. But my prediction is this is going to be the one biggest Acme catalog fail of all time for the Democrats.
Are you thinking of the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote?
Yes.
Is this going to be a big dumbbell on his head? Why is this going to be the big Acme catalog fail?
Because it's going to blow back like all the rest of them put together.
Explain. So, why? Because a lot of people are going crazy. The libertarians say this is the end of the universe. So, Rory, why are you confident?
The Democrat left is trying to use this, and it's naked to the freedom-loving Americans every day as our president gets up there fearlessly and leads the nation through this. Not everything's perfect. We know that. But he's leading, and he's showing what a dynamic leader he is. And this is going to blow back on them like it blows back on Wile E. Coyote every time.
But explain to me why. Why is it going to blow back?
Because we're going to come out of this. We're going to land the plane. It's going to land, and then the economy is going to come roaring back. That's why. This will pass.
No, it
and
will.
We need to help our fellow American restaurant owners. Help them.
Can I ask you? I'm getting takeout tonight, by my way. The Gorka family is getting takeout because that's how we support them. Well, can I ask you what line of business you're in, Rory?
I'm in the agricultural sciences. I consult on strawberry production, and the company I work for does A to Z in strawberry production, plant sciences out of California.
Very cool, very cool. So you've been
we love your show.
Thank you. You've been listening from the beginning?
Yeah, like the end of January of 2019.
Have we given you any books?
No. This is the first time I called.
Rory's first time caller. Give him all three of them. Give him signed copies of all three.
Oh my God.
Stay on the line, Rory. God bless you. Keep feeding America. I love it. One belt, one road, one virus. I'm using it with full attribution, by the way. Thank you, Rory. Let's go to our buddy in Houston. Jeff is back on the line. Line two. Hey, Jeff.
I'm still a big fan of H.W. Bush. I'm not going to go revisionist on it, but I think he made a point that this cannot hold out. These little Marxists are not going to be coming down the pike because these older Marxists are going to be dying off. Some of these people, you know, were with Mao on the Long March. This hasn't happened, and businesses have gone on with thinking that all of this liberalization has happened.
Yeah, this is, and don't forget, don't forget who George H. Bush was. He wasn't just director of the CIA. Jeff, I get to talk to you, you know. He wasn't just the president. He was our ambassador to China. Remember. Remember?
He was a China hand.
He was a China hand.
Spoke Mandarin. Yeah.
And you're right. They had this idea. They had this insane idea that if we're nice with China, if we help them economically liberalize by trading with us, they'll politically liberalize, and the old guard will die out, and the next guard will be blue jeans and Marlboro cigarettes, and it'll all be democracy.
Your Cadillac.
Yeah. Right. Insane. No.
I have a recommendation real quick. Late, great Anthony Bourdain went to China, and he was utterly disgusted with this millionaire sitting across the table among these racks and racks of some of the finest wines in the world. And his spokesman was this female. She was like somebody who, the only thing she lacked was a wool cap with a red star on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the spokesman for this guy. I've never understood how you can reconcile Marxism with a market economy.
You can't.
How do they pull it off?
You can't. You can't. It's not a market economy. Every company, sooner or later, belongs to the state. Jeff, fabulous call. Yes, this is a long, long story. Let's go to our buddy in New Jersey, Leonardo. Line one.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. How are you today?
I'm good, except I think Judy's trying to score points off you, Leonardo. Did you hear that earlier?
I wanted to do a shout-out, Judy, Judy, Judy.
One team.
You too, Judy.
One team.
Yes, I think she sounds lonely, but my wife won't let me date anymore.
She's married. Behave, young man. Behave.
Well, my wife won't let me date either.
How strange. What brings you to our show, Leo?
Density. Look at LA's numbers compared to New York.
Yes.
They're already saying they're flattening the curve.
Yes.
And giving Nancy a lot of time now that they're flattening the curve on the virus to make their wish list. But I don't know, you know, I think Andrew Cuomo, he's obsessed with basketball. I think he has air inside of his head like a basketball, because he's talking about basketball courts closing.
Yes. Removing the hoops, removing the hoops.
Right. You don't hear anything about the subways that are overcrowded.
See, this is the point, Leonardo. This is the point. It's not population density or otherwise. It's also mass transit. You nailed it. I love how Leonardo always has a sense of humor. But he's talking about important things. God bless you. One team, you and Judy and all the rest of our incredible callers. Don't go anywhere. Jimmy, Todd, Brent, or Rob. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I've taken my balance of nature today. Have you? If not, why not? Do you want to be healthy? It's not always possible to do everything right. I know. Getting to the gym now, it's a little taxing. Eating the right food is not always possible. But if you take balance of nature, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And all the stuff that you know you should eat, but you don't. Like that thing called kale. Take it. It is fabulous. It is health in your hand. Dr. Douglas Howard has created something truly remarkable. You'll feel better. You will be healthier. And you'll also boost your immune system. Those three little red tablets for fruit, those three little green tablets for vegetables, they are the secret. Go to balanceofnature.com. Get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Or call them on 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 8751 balanceofnature.com for that massive discount. Just use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Back with your calls in a second.
Of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
How many 80s show themes can you get into 1 3-hour radio program? We're up to what, 5, 4? Well, how many is that, Shad? 4, 3?
You know, I lose count because I don't want to count. I just want to keep going
because you're
can't
having
be a
so
cap.
Much fun.
Exactly.
Right attitude. Well done, that man. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's go to Brent, our good buddy, Los Angeles. Line 4. Hey, Brent.
Hello, gracious Gorka. And first, I disagree
That's it! There's like 48 usual appellations you give me, gracious. That's it! Brent, you're slacking off!
Well, I'm following up on Judy, and I disagree with her being a dork.
She didn't say she's a dork. She said she's a geek.
A dork or a geek. But I think she's a lovely lady and a heck of a dame.
What is this? Is this like the Mutual Admiration Society of America First? She is. I like the word dame. We should reinstitute the word dame. Like, classy lady, classy
yes,
lady.
We have to genderfy our women.
Genderfy. Okay, I like it. Good.
But I wanted to say, a century and a half ago, America ended slavery in our country. But for too long, we have been tolerant and complicit with the enslavement of 1 billion brothers and sisters in China.
Yes.
And with Easter and Passover coming, my mind is swirling with the themes of freedom and liberation, repentance, resurrection, and with the words of Jesus saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
And it also makes me think of what Abraham Lincoln said in his second inaugural, when he was considering the possibility that all of our wealth might be sunk his judgment upon our institution of slavery. And God does not want to destroy our country. He wants us to repent, and I think he wants us to set right our complicity with China.
Yeah, this is, wow, that word complicity is so accurate, because in these discussions of China, it's incredible. Nobody really in the mainstream talks about what China is, what it does to its people, how the fact that it is a real mass-scale prison camp. It's treated like another country. When figures in the media are praising the communist government of China, where you can be put in prison for thinking the wrong things, for being a member of the wrong ethnic community, for belonging to a religious community. This is a nation where it sounds so strange for me to say it, and I'm sure people bristle when they hear it. A place where prisoners can have their organs forcibly removed for sale by the state. But that's China. And we are complicit if we don't every day shine the light of truth on those who are imprisoned there, including our Christian brothers and sisters. God bless you, Brent. That was necessary. That was important. Back with your calls here on America First, and then another great expert on the China threat, Gordon Chang, on America First.